People of faith can and must denounce violence in the name of God and work together for the construction of a more peaceful world. That was Pope Benedict's message 1 year ago to the 200 religious leaders and representatives of the world's faith communities gathered in the southern Italian city of Naples for an interreligious peace forum organised by the Rome-based lay community of Sant'Egidio. The Pope was making a pastoral visit to Naples, where he met with many of the religious leaders and celebrated Mass on the opening day of the forum. From that last encounter in Naples, the Sant'Egidio Forum this year moves on to the divided island of Cyprus, where top Vatican officials and religious representatives from all the world's great faiths will come together for 4 days of liturgical celebrations, encounters and debates from November the 15th to 18th. Cardinal Leonardo Sandri, head of the Vatican's Congregation for Oriental Churches, will preside at an opening Mass on Saturday afternoon, while the host church, led by the Orthodox Archbishop of All Cyprus, Chrysostomus II, will preside at a divine liturgy on Sunday morning. Alongside the religious leaders, the presidents of Cyprus, Albania, Montenegro and Malta will be attending the meeting, together with other political figures actively engaged in the promotion of dialogue between cultures and religions, especially in that Mediterranean region.
Well, I think that this will be the real focus of the meeting, because we are in the heart of the Mediterranean, and the Mediterranean still is the uncovered nerve of the world, and so much of the war in the world comes from the Middle East.
Sant'Egidio spokesman Mario Marazziti announced details of the forthcoming Sant'Egidio Forum at a press conference on Friday, stressing that cooperation between Catholics and Orthodox will be at the heart of this year's interfaith encounter.
It is the first time that we are in a country that is somehow still divided. And we do hope that the invitation from the Archbishop Chrysostomos of the Orthodox Church of Cyprus and of all Cyprus, and the strong collaboration with the community of Sant'Egidio, will have a good effect in strengthening the relationship between Catholics and Orthodox on all sides in the world, on one side, and that it could be the start of meaningful steps, not just symbolic steps, to find a solution, the beginning of a real process to find a solution also for Cyprus and to be a united Cyprus inside Europe.
You're involved, as you say, in the dialogue between religions, but also on a political level. Sant'Egidio has achieved some very significant successes on the African continent, for example. How deeply are you involved here in the political dialogue in Cyprus between the Greek and the Turkish parts?
I would say that our successes in Africa were possible because we were strongly rooted in Africa, and for years and years and years, and the reunification of Ivory Coast, for instance, a year ago, was the result of being Ivorian people, because there are many, many communities at Sant'Egidio there and so on. And we have been working on for 5 years just on that and so. And in Cyprus, we deeply respect all those who are already working, but now they know that they can have an ally in the community of Sant'Egidio. Now they know that we can work on at many different levels, so that is a religious level, a cultural level, a friendship level, an imaginative level, and that we are also, let's say, discreet partners, so we do not involve the need of official steps that could embarrass one of the sides and so on. So I think that I could say just we are beginners, but with a long experience.
One of the problems on Cyprus is the question of the restoration of religious sites, Christian sites, Orthodox sites in the Turkish part, and even one or two Muslim sites in the Greek part of Cyprus. How are these kind of problems going to be addressed at this meeting?
Well, we know that there is this problem. We want to give a real recognition to the effort that the Archbishop of Cyprus and all the Archbishopry is doing in this, in organizing this event with us. And we are working in order to create the possibility of complete change on this issue after the meeting, but I cannot say more than that.
As well as the division, the divided island of Cyprus, you're also focusing on the nearby problems, the problems in Iraq, the problems in the Holy Land, and the problems in Lebanon. How are you going to be addressing these at the meeting?
Well, I think that this will be the real focus of the meeting, because we are in the heart of the Mediterranean, and the Mediterranean still is the heart, the uncovered nerve of the world, and so much of the war in the world comes from the Middle East. And so I think that we must help the world in this terrible moment for the financial crisis, for a problem of identity, but also in a moment in which some hope is coming out. For instance, the election of President Obama is using the word hope as a key, not just change. So I think that in this moment, to imagine something different at all levels, spiritual, cultural, practical, and to create bonds and to create intertwining relationships, it's a good premise to have the courage to give the world what the world needs, that is peace and living together. So I do think that we will be working on finding solutions on one hand, or on finding the courage for solution on the other hand, even in the Middle East.
Thanks there to Mario Marazziti, spokesman for the Rome-based lay Catholic community of Sant'Egidio.